I think it's important to be a little bit weird and different. Tim Burton.
Warning. You have just wandered into the unpopular playground arena, a unique space specifically designed for young adults and those soon becoming where curiosity meets unconventional learning and dialogue with brutal honesty. If you're a bold and daring rebel who wants more options on your life journey than you have now, keep listening. Welcome, Jen Lin.
In this episode, we're going to break down do a little review of last week. We're going to do the base platform of where we're coming from and how that relates to authenticity and creativity, basically walking your talk. We're going to discuss a little bit about community, the community that we have in mind to build, and what's to come moving forward regarding the episodes, and what's to come the next episode on focusing on how we're going to expand the community and some things to look forward to. And if you want to hear all of that, make sure to listen up and stick around.
If you're enjoying the unpopular playground, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. We'd love to hear your thoughts, so leave a comment right now to join the conversation. If you know another curious friend who would resonate with our discussions, share the podcast and spread the word. Together, let's create a community where every young voice is heard.
Welcome back to the Unpopular Playground. This is Jen Lin, and wow, we are already into episode 6. Third week in a row that I'm a day late putting it out. And for that, I do apologize, but I can say that at least it has been coming out weekly consistent. I've just not had a chance to get ahead yet. I'm returning to work this week because, yes, I'm a real person and I have a job to go to, a J-O-B. So I am doing this podcast in between however I can get it done. And that is one of the reasons why most of the episodes are not video, because a lot of them have to be done in the car, like right now, because I'm on a time schedule, and come high or high water, this is going to get done. It's a non-negotiable, but I do plan on getting ahead. So hopefully in the future, it will actually drop the intention of 4 a.m. on Wednesday mornings. I can't believe how every time I turn around, it seems to be Wednesday and I'm recording this, seemingly like a high schooler finishing their assignment before the due date. And it's a grade critical thing. And I've been that way on both sides of the desk as a teacher and a student. So young people, I feel that pressure, but it's worth it. It's so worth it. So getting into it, welcome back again. A review of last week with the LA fires and this past Monday with the inauguration of a new president. Well, it's going to be a little bit different. And my thoughts on it, well, I'm not party particular, you could say. I have very strong feelings about wanting money in my pocket and wanting to be able to afford things and a place to live and being able to do what I want and have more money in my pocket. I want safety. I believe everybody wants these things. They want when your house is on fire, that the fire department's gonna show up and put the fire out. If there's a crime, that the police are gonna come out and arrest the bad guys, and that our citizens, our United States citizens, that we who are paying taxes and high taxes, especially depending on where you live, if you live in Hawaii, California, I would say any of the coastal states, if you are paying high taxes, you expect that those taxes would be spent on the citizens, on infrastructure, and things that are going to improve our lives. instead of lining the pockets of the politicians who make pie crust promises, easily made, easily broken, and just want to fuck the citizens. And I think that the United States has had enough of being screwed over, being told one thing and watching other people who have not put into the system get benefits, not get protection, and from fire or theft, and with a lot of the things going on. So, and this isn't intended to be a political rant. Life is politics. Politics is on a spectrum, and politics is basically just government, you know, some sort of order. And you would expect the people that you elect to take care of you, at least the very basics, that your tax dollars will be going to protect you, to protect your things, to protect your freedoms, to be able to think and say certain things, you know? And if you, if those things are threatened, you know, what are we? I'll just say that, the very basics. And people, with so many people with different ways of thinking and different lines of thinking, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be offended. But the offended, this thing of being offended, and only apparently certain demographics being taken care of and heard and allowed to expose their points of view and others suppressed, that's not fair either. So politics is a spectrum. It's life. The way being mad because you're paying too much for gas and groceries and things like that, that I suppose that is political. And when your economy's screwed up, you know, we don't, the people aren't going to want that. And if you say that you're going to do something as an elected official and you don't do it, you don't follow through, and you just care about lining your pockets as if there's money to burn, and you're living a cushy life, meanwhile your people are starving and struggling, that's a problem. And young people, you really, I'm hoping that you get in your head that you need to start thinking about when you get old enough. Some of you might not be old enough, but you need to start thinking and being able to do your own research. You can even do just a basic YouTube search on people and find out information on what they're saying and what they've said about the same issue in the past. Are they lying? That's the very basics. So your politics should be about issues, not people. It should be about the issues and what is their track record of getting the results that they say that they've done. So those are my thoughts on that. I know that there's very strong opinions about that, but hey, this is the unpopular playground, and we're probably going to ruffle a little feathers. I'm not advocating one or the other, and I'm not talking about people. Yes, I did talk about Gavin Newsom and the mayor and the fire chief, because that is an objective fact that they screwed up and they should be resigned. Anybody else would have been, you know, arrested and put to jail for treason and misappropriation, and that's, and theft, because when you are taking taxpayer money and not using it what it's for, that's misappropriation of funds. And yeah, technically it's kind of like thievery. And especially when you're using and getting favors and kickbacks and using your position to fund and line your own pockets. And a lot of that we'll go into later about the big food, big pharma, big corporations that have been allowed to get away with a lot of things because they line politicians' pockets to be able to get kickbacks to push their agendas, to let them get away with things that they should never have gotten away with to begin with. And that's why the world is the way it is now because of this corruption. But I think it looks like that might start. It looks like things are going to change that way. So we'll see. And I'm here for it. I'm here with the popcorn waiting to see what's going to happen. So think about that, young people. Who think about knowing how to do your own research. And those are one of the things that we're going to start teaching you, start going over how to think critically, because that's not happening in the schools. And the universities are even worse. They're just, it's more propaganda than it is teaching you how to think for yourself and how to analyze, how to do your own fact checking so that you can make good decisions and select people who are going to follow through on what they say. Simple as. And moving on to the next thing, we want to start with our episode formats. I had done it before and I actually forgot about it, didn't get into it, but we want to start each episode off with a quote, a thoughtful quote to get you thinking, and then we're going to do a quick episode breakdown. Then we'll go into our little warning that if you want to continue, you know what you're getting yourself into. You are coming into a zone that if you're easily offended, you should probably tune out because this isn't going to be for you. But if you want to learn something and try to open and expand your mind up and raise your awareness so that you can better yourself, you'll definitely want to stick around. Then after the warning, we're just going to get into it. Any special offers or anything in time for events that we might have coming up, we'll throw those in there. And then we're going to do a quick summary and let you in on what we're going to be discussing the next episode so that you can make sure to plan to be around for the next episode. Also, our main broadcast channel is going to be YouTube. If you're listening on another platform, it's going to be distributed on iHeart, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, all the major platforms. You should be on Spotify. You can listen and you can subscribe. Please do subscribe because the more you listen, download, subscribe, and share on whatever platform that you're listening to, it's going to help get this out there for more people. But if you are listening on another platform that's not YouTube, I would ask that you would go over to YouTube, subscribe there, comment, share there, and let's build up our community there on YouTube, because that's where our exclusive bonus episodes will be. They will only be published on YouTube. Any of our video content will all be on YouTube. For the remainder of this season, it's going to be a combination of audio and video. Some maybe video on the other platforms. I'm not sure. Not all platforms are supporting video, so you would, in that case, get it audio. I'm just not sure how that would work out. I still haven't played around with it a little bit, so we're still playing around with it. But by season four, we definitely want to try to be all video, but we might have to do audio format for some platforms that don't accommodate video. And next is our community. We want to keep it simple. I mentioned having a community of 5,000 strong. We want to be able to handle the people that we want to get to know you. So if we don't plan, we can't accommodate everybody, but within our community, we want to have a free community of 5,000. And to that community, we're going to start it on Buy Me a Coffee, and it will be free. All of our content that's will be put out there first before it comes to YouTube. All of our bonus content, behind the scenes, any special episodes, courses, polls, ways of engagement, events. There will be some member exclusive events that will be only offered to those who are within the 5,000 community. We want 5,000 raving fans who just love this, want to better yourself and be a part of a real community where you can engage with each other online, but more importantly, in person. I don't want to be stuck to just the internet. I want to get to know each and every one of you in person. I don't know what the doctor's name, but he was talking about, yes, there are people who have more technology, more equipment. They have better everything, really, but what they don't have are relationships. They don't know their people. And he was saying he knew his people, he knew his patients. And that, I would say, is the biggest advantage, is that we want to get to know who our people are, who our tribe, who our fans are. And the more we get to know about you, and the more you get to know about us, the more synergy that we can have, and the more we can help you. So it's a win-win, and we can't wait for that to happen. So in addition to this 5,000, we're going to go a little bit more into it in the next episode. But what we're looking for right now is to build a special tribe of 300 people. And for the year, it's only going to be $50 for the year, $50 a year, which I don't know what the breakdown is. Definitely less than probably one or two cups of coffee a day. And what we want to do is set up a community where we can have a group of beta testers to be able to test our courses and direct engagement with these 300 people. And one other thing that's going to be very special about this is that from the very beginning, it will be something that you will be grandfathered into. From now, as long as we exist as a podcast and as a business, you will be among a very special tribe of people as our first investors in us. And in return, we're going to invest in you. And we're going to go into details on the many benefits of investing mostly in yourself. Nowhere in the world will you get as much value as you will get in this. Imagine, you know, when you go into Costco, you have a membership fee for Costco, and you go in and you have all of those sample booths in addition to. That's what it's going to be like, but it will be like for education and life. We're going to develop courses and content that's going to be helpful to the world, but you'll be the first to have access to it. You'll be able to engage in classes, questions, and answers as we come up with them according to your ideas and things that we come up with, and we will test them and have them vetted by you as we improve on them. And then when we feel that they are ready to go to market, we're going to put them out in the community, in our larger communities, to be vetted further. And then once they are perfected, they will have been timed and tested by you all before it even goes to market for people who aren't in our community, that they can help them. And how awesome would that be to know that you had a hand and perfecting and tweaking valuable content, and all you're paying is $50 for the year. Because when it does go to market, it will sell for considerably a bit more because of the perfections and all of the things that we're putting into it, because we need to earn a living as well. But it's certainly not going to be at the price points of some of these outrageous courses and whatnot that really, quite frankly, are a bit scammy. because feel good things don't get much traction. And I know, because I've invested a lot of money in BS courses, thinking with promises of one thing and not getting very much and hardly any engagement. No place to answer questions, where they just only care about getting the money from the course. Nobody to answer your questions or to address your questions. No discussions. And that's what's missing too, being able to engage with one another and with the people who are teaching it, and the practicality of how you can apply this to your own life. But we're going to have more, go into more detail about this and what it's going to look like. And my hope is by next episode to be able to at least have that community of 5,000 set up and a place for you to go and register yourself and become a part of that. That community of 5,000 is going to be free. And if you are interested in becoming a member of our 300 tribe, and why 300? Well, we're going to discuss that in the next episode, the significance of that. And we're very excited to bring all of this to you, because it's not very complete for us to have a podcast without being able to break it down with people further, without having a community of people to be able to work with and improve upon it. This community is nothing without you. And we want to get you all of the valuable information that you can have, that we can provide, and that we can also curate from other specialists that may be outside of our expertise area, but things that you really need to have in your life. So we're excited to bring all of these things to you in that Buy Me a Coffee community that we will provide links for hopefully by next Wednesday. I will be editing this on a Thursday and getting this out a day later. Again, I apologize, but I'm going to work on being a little bit further ahead for the next time. It's been quite a journey trying to get over this medical leave, which did impact my, it was all impacting my voice. So that was rather difficult to try to run a podcast if my voice is impaired. So that is all I have. We will see you in the next episode. This is Jen Lynn. Thank you for listening, and stay curious.
Jen Lynn has now left the arena. You've been listening to The Unpopular Playground. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, please make sure to subscribe for more thought-provoking conversations. We'd love your feedback, so drop a comment and let us know your thoughts. Don't forget to share this podcast with another bold and brave friend who might appreciate our adventurous journey together. And remember to return next Wednesday for our next episode, if you dare. And as always, stay curious. There's so much more to explore.